Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. And here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasentino.
Hello, everyone. I never get tired of hearing my debut single, Teenage Girl, in the introduction thingy-mabobber. At the top of the show. It always gets me excited. But remember, my single is now for purchase at www.josieshow.com for, I believe, 99 cents. And then also, if you go on josiepasentino.com, that's my music page where you can find everything music-related and more. It's for 99 cents, and also on there, there's other ways that you could purchase it. If you want it signed, a signed CD, da-da-da-da. There's packages and all that fun stuff with, like, keychains with a signed CD and wallets with my face on it. I mean, it's awesome. It's so cool. So, yes, please check that out. And I know last show everyone was a little sad that I wasn't in the chat room, and I apologize, but my computer, rest in peace, it kind of passed away. So I wasn't able to be in the chat room, but good news, I am in the chat room today. I am on my Kindle Fire, so if it takes forever for me to respond, I'm sorry, but my two fingers can only go so fast. But I'm so excited to hear you guys, see you guys in the chat room. Hello. So welcome everyone to the Josie Show. So glad you guys are joining me tonight. I'm very excited, as you could tell. I'm very hyper today, so that is a good sign. Hyper means good show. I hope you guys had a great week. Yeah. We have an awesome show for you guys tonight. So let me tell you what we will do in the next hour or so. Here's what we got planned. I have three, yes, I said three, very special guests tonight. I know, it's crazy. Three guests. It's going to be awesome. Tonight I bring you singer-songwriter Marvin Thiel, singer-songwriter Kaz Hunter, and singer-songwriter, radio DJ, and so much more. That's right, I have Mike Maxheat Mosley, also known as Mad Max, joining me tonight. So it's going to be amazing. Tons of great, great fun, wonderful guests tonight. It's going to be awesome. So we also have our new Featured Song of the Week segment. Our featured song is going to be dun-da-da-da by Nathan Hunt. And I'm not going to give away the song. That's a surprise. But it's by Nathan Hunt. That's a clue. We have so much music and great interviews tonight. So definitely, it's going to be a great show. So please stay tuned for the whole thing. You never know what is going to happen. It's going to be amazing. But really quick, I want to just do a really fast announcement. We're asking you to help support Conscious Music Entertainment and their effort to mentor our youth. So please go to www.missionsmallbusiness.com, click on the button that says login/support, then type in Conscious Music Entertainment, choose the state Kentucky and the city of Alexandria, then hit the vote button, and then bazam! That is all you have to do. That's in my Josie Ictionary, just saying. Get a thumbs up that my guest is here. Is my guest here? Yay! Woo! Party time. Let's see. Please help me welcome poet, singer-songwriter. What in the world is going on? Singer-songwriter. Oh, my goodness. I'm so high. I apologize. Singer-songwriter Marvin Thiel. Everyone, please welcome Marvin Thiel to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show, Josie.
Oh, I'm so excited to chat with you. I'm so excited. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I am great. I am very excited to talk with you. I'm uber hyper. It'll be fun. I'm excited. So let's first start off at the beginning. What age did you start singing and getting into everything that you've gotten into?
I'd say about 8 years old, I started singing to the radio, and then I started playing around with the cassette players, you know, how you record yourself, and kind of went from there and heard my mom singing to the radio all the time, so that kind of got me started. She was a big Elvis fan, so
love it.
Kind of started from there.
Yeah, and so I have to mention, you are a John Denver lookalike and sing many of his songs. When did you first realize that you looked exactly like him and made the decision to pursue that as one of your avenues in your career? When did you really do that?
I was kind of in the 80s. My sister cut my hair. That's where it started, and kind of went from there. I went all over different parts of the United States, and people would come up to me, and they'd tell me, you know, you look like John Denver. And then it was like a calling, I guess.
Yeah.
And I tried learning his songs, and I love country, so I was always at singing country. But, yeah, I love singing his music.
And you did great at it too. And I did a little bit of Googling before the show, and you do look a lot like John Denver. It's really cool, actually. I like it.
Yeah, last year I just started going up to Aspen and doing the tribute thing up there for the week in October.
Ooh, really? That sounds like fun. Very, very cool. But also, I want to say Country Roads is seriously one of my producer's all-time favorite songs. I bet you get a lot of requests for that, do you?
Yes, and I just did a show last Saturday night, and I finished with that song, and everybody in the room was singing along with me. So that was
cool. It definitely is a crowd pleaser. That's very cool that you sing that song. But as well as John Denver, who else would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who you have on repeat?
I would say one of my biggest would be John, and then, you know, John Denver, and then Elvis would be the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And like George Strait, Alan Jackson, and Garth Brooks, major
mm-hmm.
influences.
The greats. The greats.
Yep.
Awesome. And so let me ask you about your songwriter, Tommy Overstreet, and your producers, Don Johnson and Mike Turner. Can you tell us a little bit about them and how you guys all came together?
Tommy Overstreet, I met him on Facebook.
Really?
We just started chatting, and I told him I was looking for some songs to record, and I had that Jack Daniel's Took My Body CD out as a single, and he just asked me to send him that. And then I sent him that, and he goes, I'm sending your song selection out right away. And he sent me the songs, and I choose 6 of them out of the 10 he sent me to put on the CD. And he used to be a singer himself, and one of his gold records was Heaven Is My Woman's Love.
Love.
I mean, he's a great singer-songwriter, and I couldn't have got a better one, I don't think. There's good ones out there, but I really like his style. It brings back the old steel and the fiddle.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I love that. Isn't Facebook and social networking sites amazing? You get to meet people and get to work with people that you normally wouldn't have been able to find if you weren't on a social networking site. Thank goodness.
Oh, I know. It's just great. I mean, it's a lot. I think it's easier to meet different people, like artists,
mm-hmm.
that you would have never even thought of meeting 20 years ago.
Yeah, and there's, like, a lot of Facebook groups nowadays for, like, independent artists and, you know, all that other stuff where they can go in and share all of their stuff. I mean, I go in there. I go in there to try to find guests and stuff, and it's been working out really great for me. It's really cool that independent artists have that outlet, you know? I find that really cool.
Yeah, right. It is a lot easier to get started. I mean, you still got to work really hard, but
mm-hmm.
it's easier to get your foot in the door than it used
it
to be.
It definitely is with the social networking sites. And now I really, really want to talk a little bit about your music, because I have some music that I want to play of yours. But first, can you tell us about some of the music you have out right now?
Well, the single has been out for a little while, and that's the Jack Daniel's Took My Body song. And it's really a fun, upbeat, country swing type song. And I had a blast recording it.
It sounds like you did. The song's really good. I love it.
And the producers, like you were saying before, Don Johnson,
yeah.
He was Emmylou Harris and Reba McEntire's producer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And he was a Grammy-winning producer.
Wow.
Mike Turner was a co-producer, and I couldn't ask for a better one. They worked with me, and they were just great.
Definitely. And because it went all perfect, you got a great product. And you can tell this is a really fun, upbeat, kind of fun song just by the title, Jack Daniel's Took My Body. It's on, it's cool. But I am very excited because I get to play the song right now, your single. Let's play Jack Daniel's Took My Body, and we will be right back, all right?
Okay, thank you very much. I'll be waiting.
Anytime. I'm excited. Marvin Thiel, let's play it.
I believe you when you say you're sure you saw me out last night, kissing all those pretty girls' hands and trying to hold them tight. Now sure that voice could pass for mine, he said he was free. Honey, don't pass judgment yet, I swear that wasn't me. Jack Daniels took my body out last night. He did things that I know weren't right. But believe me, dear, it is no fun not knowing what my body's done. I try to fight him off with all my might. Jack Daniels took my body out last night. Don't just sit there and put all the blame on me. It's not my fault you saw that woman sitting on my knee. Just put that frying pan away, there ain't no need to fight. I'm innocent, Jack Daniels took my body out last night. Jack Daniels took my body out last night. He did things that I know weren't right. But believe me, dear, it is no fun not knowing what my body's done. I try to fight him off with all my might. Jack Daniels took my body out last night. Yeah, I try to fight him off with all my might. Jack Daniels took my body out last night.
Awesome! And that was Jack Daniels Took My Body by Martin Steele. Yes. And it sounds like it's burn. Love it. That is a really fun song. Very upbeat. Makes you want to dance to it.
Yeah, and a lot of people like to do that country swing thing to it, too. It is really fun to sing, too.
It really is. It really is. And your voice sounds just amazing. It makes the song. It's genius.
Thank you very much.
Anytime, anytime. And so for the new fans out there, the listeners, who are like, where can I buy your songs? Where can we buy your songs? Where can we purchase all of your music?
Well, right now it's available on my label's website at mm-hmm. tapemusicgroup.com. And then
awesome.
You go to, it'll say up at the far right top, it'll say store, and you click on the store,
mm-hmm.
and then you type in the artist's name, and you'll find it right away. Just type in my name, because the original release date is July 8th. But you can get the sneak peek of it on their website now before it comes out.
Ooh, very cool. Awesome. So very easy. You know,
yeah, and then also I put it on my Facebook, too.
Oh, cool, cool.
All the links.
Love it. Love it. Very easy to do. You don't have to leave your house. I think those digital downloads and, you know, I think that's ruling the earth right now with music. No one is really going out and getting CDs anymore, so... Very cool.
I know it's. I wish they. I kind of like the old hard CDs though, but
mm-hmm.
I can understand it's more convenient. But.
Mhm. You still like them? Well, it's totally not bad. Are people able to get? Is there a way to get a hard copy from you, or if people like the hard
copy?
They just
order it straight off the label's website.
Awesome. All right. Cool. Easy. sweet.
They take
those people
all the
like
all the sales, and then I'll have them at my shows. I'll have the hard CDs and the download cards at all my shows.
Awesome, awesome. And for speaking of performances, what can people expect when they go out to see you perform? What do you like to do?
I like to give a lot of energy and a lot of I like to have a lot of reaction with the fans.
I like
to interact and meet them, and same thing with, you know, my Facebook. It's always me that you're talking to on there.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what fans like. You know, they don't like to talk to like a manager all the time. When they get to actually talk to the artist and it's like, I really like your stuff, and they can get the direct feedback, I think that means a lot more, you know? I like it.
Yeah, it's more personal, I think. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. Very cool. But speaking of, you know, being able to, you know, talk to your fans, is there a difference for you between doing a private show or a show in a larger venue? I mean, private show, I mean, you could probably, you know, be with them face-to-face, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a lot more interaction with the private shows, but I love the energy of the live shows, the bigger shows.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a little different.
Cool.
But you can still get that. I mean, you can walk in the crowd and still meet them and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. But I like it.
Just a lot more energy for the bigger shows.
Yeah. Very cool. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about?
I've started working on my second CD. I've been picking songs. I got the songwriter Charlie Barrett. I'm working with him on several different songs for my second CD, and there's going to be a couple duets on there. I sing with the Southern Impulse Band, Jeff Ballard. He's a local band around here, and I sing with those guys, and they're really great. And he also sings. He's a drummer. And so I asked him to record a duet with me, like a Brooks and Dunn type song, on the next time when I go down to record.
Really cool. So you got some new stuff happening. So you have to, when that releases and we're able to actually officially promote that bad boy, you have to let us know, because we would love to do an update with you. That'd be really cool.
I would love to. And then everybody can keep track of what I'm doing on it's facebook.com, and then you put that forward slash in, and it's just marvin.c.seal, and that'll pull my Facebook right up.
Perfect. I was just going to ask that, what your Facebook page is. Perfect. Like it. So what else do I really want to talk about? I mean, you've probably been able to, you know, meet some people in the music industry. Is there anyone you've met as of right now that you've made that just made the biggest impression on you in your career?
I think when I went up to Aspen, I did the VIP party for John Adams' band, and I met their band, and really great people. I mean, and then I got invited to John Denver's band VIP party, and I got to meet all of his band members, including his pilot, which was really cool. It was at the Limelight up there in Aspen. And I got to talking to him, and just, you know, John Connor is banjo player, Jim Connor, and just talking to several different ones. You know, Steve Weisberg, I met with him. He was a John's guitar player, and it just really inspired me even more.
Mhm. Very cool. Do you ever get like starstruck, or do you just go in there and just, you know, be yourself and just cool and collected? What would you say?
Nope, I'm just down to earth. Me, I'm kind of like John was, you know, with the peace, the environment, and you know, world peace and all that. And I'm just down to earth. I just like to be me and have fun and entertain.
Perfect. Nothing better than that. We like it. But let's see. I'm going to play your next song here that we have, Between L.A. and Tennessee, and we'll be right back. Sounds good.
Okay.
Awesome. Between L.A. and Tennessee by Marvin Thiel. Enjoy.
I can still see her waving from the front porch. This time she didn't say to hurry home. The tears she's cried are putting out that old torch she's carried in her heart for oh so long. But word take me away from her, and she needs the kind of man that I can't be. I dial the phone tonight, but no one answers, and I know that she's not waiting there for me. So tonight, somewhere there's a lady out there learning to let go. And the roads that run between L.A. and Tennessee are the only things that I have left to show. There's a lonesome stretch of highway waiting there. Nothing is all that I can see. I'm lost somewhere between L.A. and Tennessee. Lord knows she's held on for a long time. Did the best that anyone can do. As I look back at the photographs in my mind, I can see the hell I must have put her through. The candle in the window has burned away and faded with the wind. And across a thousand miles of highway I know I can turn around and light the fire again. So tonight, somewhere between L.A. and Tennessee, there's a lonesome man that's and the roads that run between L.A. and Tennessee are the same roads that'll take this poor boy home. There's a homebound stretch of highway waiting there for me, and her eyes are all that I can see. I found myself between L.A. and Tennessee. I found myself between L.A. and Tennessee.
Between L.A. and Tennessee by Marvin Thiel. Now I have some fun questions for you, Marvin. Are you ready?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. These aren't that bad. I promise.
Okay.
Yes. I promise. Still a rated G show. But do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you could share with us? What would you say?
There was one time I was singing with the Shamlin Brothers band.
Mm-hmm.
And I was singing Margaritaville.
Mm-hmm.
I was singing along fine, and then the pause came, and you get that doo-dah moment, like, uh-oh, what was the next verse?
Right.
So my buddy Duncan Shamblin, he's the guitar player too in his band. And I don't think the fans knew what was going on, the crowd or anything, but I asked him, I said, what's the next verse?
and
he goes, I don't know. He forgot too.
Oh my goodness.
When he came back in, I remembered it was I blew up my flip flop. So that was like really embarrassing for me because I think every artist does that.
Yeah.
Leaves the room for a minute and then comes back. But I think that would be the most embarrassing, and I don't know if the fans knew what was going on or nothing, but I did.
Right. You guys knew because you guys were up there, but I bet you were really professional and kept on going, so it's all good.
Yep, we were laughing about it, too, afterwards.
That's hilarious. Well, we've heard all sorts of things, so that is probably on the mild list, so you're good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we've heard of, you know, wardrobe malfunctions, tripping, stuff like that. So yours isn't bad.
Oh, no.
We've heard it all. That's why I love this question. But here is a fun question for you. What are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music? What would you say?
I would say going to the mountains, and I love riding my motorcycle.
Love it.
But I love getting away up in the mountains.
Ooh,
even if it's
nice.
Just sitting by a stream or one of the little waterfalls or something, just to get away from it all. It's peaceful up there.
Yeah. Very relaxing. And do you get some song inspirations or something when you're there relaxing? Does anything pop in your mind?
Yeah, actually there's a few I'm gonna start working on that kinda inspires me, so I'm going to start working on a few of my own.
Sounds good. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what else you got in store for us. Keep bringing out music.
I love singing a lot of Elvis songs, that's for sure. And I love doing his because of the power and the emotion that goes into his songs.
Yeah. Which Elvis song do you perform that really gets the crowd going?
All Shook Up, and then My Way is one I really like to do. That's my mom's favorite one to hear me sing. She was like, can you do My Way? Come on, do it.
You put on a show for your family. I like that.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun, and I got my dad into it now. He sings. Never thought he'd ever sing on stage at a karaoke show or nothing, but I got him started in it.
Nice. That's awesome. Very cool. I wish I could see your family parties. You guys probably have a ball.
we had quite a few fun ones, and there'll be a lot of fun ones in the future.
Yeah, sounds good. Love it. And then the last question, because we're actually running out of time, but this is a big, big question. What is your next goal in your career? Where would you like to see your career going in the next couple of years or so?
Just be touring and getting my music out there and just playing wherever I can, all over the United States. I go wherever they book me, and I do a lot of private parties, and I'm working on some bigger stuff. I do a lot of fundraisers. Just got done doing a hospice fundraiser not too long ago.
Oh, wow. Very neat.
I try to do the fundraisers, too.
Yeah. I love that you play music and you give back. It's like a two-in-one deal. Perfect.
Yeah, and I did a church luau for the church and sunrise service. And
wow.
I keep busy, and I just love music, and I love singing to people and watching them dance and just forget about their problems and just have a good time for a while, and just kind of forget everything.
Definitely, definitely. And so I'm just going to leave you with this. You have to, one of these days, come anywhere near Illinois because I would love to see you perform. I mean, I've heard really amazing things about your, performances, when you perform and stuff, and I need to see it for myself. It sounds like a blast.
I would love to.
Yeah. I'll petition for it. I'll petition to get you in Illinois. I will, I promise.
Great. I love it.
Sweet. Sounds good. But Marvin, I had so much fun chatting with you, and I have to thank you again for coming on the show. I had fun.
I did too, and thank you very much, and keep mm-hmm. following your dreams. I mean, you started young, and you're following
Thanks.
Your dreams and doing that's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing awesome with your show, and, I mean, I love it.
Thank you, thank you. And keep doing what you're doing. We're fans. Good luck with all of your future endeavors.
Right, thank you very much. And I'd love to get a copy of the podcast if I can. And
yes, absolutely. You got
great.
It. Definitely. You got it. Thank you so much, Marvin Thiel.
All right, thank you, Josie.
Thank you, Marvin Thiel,
everyone.
You
have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure. Yeah. I like that button. That's fun. Thank you, Aaron. Right on cue. But yes, that was Marvin Thiel. We had so much fun. We got to play his songs Between LA and Tennessee and Jack Daniels Took My Body. And remember to check his Facebook page. Remember, Google's our friend, so just type in Marvin Thiel and I promise you he will pop up. So that's good news. That is good news. Google is our friend, everyone. Yay, another thumbs up. I love that thumbs up. Thank you very much. All the way from Ireland, yes. Everyone, please, please welcome Kaz Hunter to the show. Yeah.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Kaz Hunter, everyone. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
And Alan did a little bit of a whistle thing for you. He loves the sound effect.
There's lots of sounds going on there.
Love it. I am so excited to talk with you. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me on your show. This was awesome.
My pleasure. It is my pleasure. I think it's so cool that you're all in Ireland and we get to talk. I mean, thank goodness that for the social networking sites. Just saying.
Oh, just great, doesn't it? It really is so cool. Like, you know.
Yeah. It really is. It really is. Makes life so much easier. It really does.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It really does. It
sure
really does. I want to talk about you. Listen, I am so excited. I get to talk about you. So let's start all the way at the beginning. How old were you when you first started singing and performing?
Oh, well, I suppose it really started out, you know, from when I was about 4 years of age upwards, you
wow.
know. And, like, I started writing my own songs whenever I was, like, 14. You know, and I just had a music, you know, I had an ear for music even, you know, and then it just sort of like went from there, you know, from 18 years of age upwards then, you know, was getting more and more interested in it and, you know, just wanted to get some songs out there and, you know, and which is why I suppose I'm here today really, you know, country music being in the heart, you know.
Yeah, it's in your soul.
That's cool.
Definitely. I love that. I love that. And it's so cute that you started at 4 years old. I could just imagine like a four-year-old up there singing country music. I mean, you probably had a few standing O's in your life.
I did.
Love that.
I did. I suppose I was lucky because my mother was, you know, my mother was very musical and a very good singer, but, you know, she wasn't actually in a band or anything, and then my father was musical as well, so between the two, like, you know, I suppose I really picked it up from there, you know, and so I've been blessed with that, you know, and it's great, it's cool, and, you know, I mean, I love it, like, you know. And just then I continued on to write my own songs and stuff, you know, so and just took it from there, really.
Yeah. And you've gotten really, really far in your career, I have to say. And I really quick want to mention, I know you stepped a little bit away a bit to raise a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful family. How does it feel now running forward with your career in country music? Are you so happy to be back?
I'm absolutely more than delighted to be back, you know, but you know yourself, like family sort of
yeah.
like comes first and they need you and, you know, and they're all grown up now and, you know, this is my time now for to shine and to and to do what I've always just dreamed about doing, like from a very young age, you know, and it's all like I take it really much to the heart, you know. I mean, I've had so many influences, you know, down through the years, and from all of the country singers, like the very best, you know. So like I would really sing from my heart, to be honest, you know.
Yeah. Definitely. I love it. I really want to ask, because I find this really fascinating. With you know, your children and, you know, and stuff, are any of them going through your path, or do any of them want to be singers as well? I think that's kind of cool.
They don't actually want to go in the direction that I'm going in, but, like, mm-hmm. you know, if we do have, you know, like, if we're out or we're doing any, you know, singing or that, well, they'll all have a wee shot at it, you know. But they wouldn't go as far as me now. You know? You know, the interest is there, but, like, they wouldn't push it as far as me. You know, I never really give up, so... Oh, that's cool.
Well, I think that's really cool that you you have a musical family there. But who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really, really listen to?
Oh, Lord, no. I do actually have a few. You know, that's such a hard question, really, like, because,
yeah.
You know, if you mention one, you don't want to let somebody else down.
Right.
But no, really... you know, I've got to say, like, Tammy Wynette and Patsy Cline and Dolly mm-hmm. Parton and Loretta Lynn, and, you know, they would be a lot of my favourites there. I mean, you know, such fantastic talent there and singers and, you know, mm-hmm. so that would be, you know, my field, really, like, you know, the ones that I would be, you know, have listened to down through the years. There's just so many, like, you know, I mean, I could be here... for another couple of days, naming them.
Yeah. That's a really hard question. There's so many great country singers out there.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Time, like, you mm-hmm. know, just so cool, like.
Mhm. Yeah, those are the greats. Those you gotta love. The ones you mentioned.
Yeah.
And so I'm very excited because I really want to play your song One More Try, and we will be right back, right?
Okay, thank you.
Anytime. One More Try by Cass Hunter. Enjoy.
Try.
was One More Try by Kaz Hunter. And I have to tell you, yes, very well played. Such a great song. And I have to say, your voice is amazing. I love it. It's so beautiful.
Thank you very much, Dorothy.
Alan, with your sound effects. But yes, Pam in the chat room. Alan's crazy. Pickled Ham in the chat room says, "Hey, Kaz, you sound like the late Patsy Cline. You have the same voice as the late, great Patsy Cline. You sound like her." Oh, that's really cool.
That's a compliment. That really is. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah. And also, Pickled Ham says, "Hey, Kaz, are you Patsy Cline's long-lost sister?" Yeah. You definitely sound like
her. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Very, very cool.
Oh, my God.
So, yes. And also, I want to know, can our listeners go to purchase your music? Where can they purchase your music?
Yes, indeed. Well, my website now is, you can buy my album on there. It's http / kazhunter.com.
Perfect.
And you'll get me on there. Or you can get me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact me through Facebook. You can get me there by keying in. Well, my email address is carolinehun67@aircom.net.
Cool. Very easy. And you really can't forget her website, people, because, I mean, it's her name. You could do it.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very easy. I love, because sometimes things confuse me. Because I'm crazy. And so I love that artists kind of have their name, just, you know, their website is just their name.
Yeah.
It makes my life so much easier. Let me just tell you.
I like the easy life. I really like the easy life, which is why I make things simple, even for myself.
Exactly. I like the easy website.
It's not that easier.
Yeah. Definitely. And I have to say, you have a beautiful website. I just have to say, we checked it out. We looked at everything because we thought you were just amazing, and your website is just so cool.
Oh, thank you very much.
Anytime.
Oh, that's so cool.
Anytime.
Oh, that's class.
And also, I know you have some social networking sites as well. Can you give us those so people can chat with you?
Yes. Well, they can get me on Facebook, like, I can chat on there. but Facebook actually is, you know, I find it really good there because, you know, you meet, like, I have met so many people through Facebook, like, you know, I have to say it's fantastic and it's a great way of get, you know, contacting people, should that be old or new, you know, and I think it's great. I think it's really cool, you know.
It really is. And it's so easy too, and, you know, you could find so many different artists that normally you wouldn't be able to, you know, communicate with, and they're on, like, Facebook groups, and a lot of different things are on Facebook. It's really cool.
That's
correct.
Like, I have to agree with that there now because the music groups is just fantastic. Like, you know, I mean, you couldn't even dream of, like, you know, anything. Once they come up, like, you can just get in contact with so many people and you can get your music out there, you know, because really, you know, I've only been starting out, you know, within the last 2 years and sort of just finding my way, you know, around the music and that, and it's just great to be able to, I mean, which is why I'm on here talking to you tonight, you know, to be honest, because, I mean, I have to mention this person's name, like, Dawn Caldwell, like, I've got to say a big, big hello to Dawn Caldwell, because if it wasn't for Dawn, well then, I wouldn't even be talking to you tonight.
Definitely.
You know, so, like, it's a big thank you to Dawn, like, I have to say, I mean, I met Dawn through Facebook, and we just talked briefly and, you know, and straight away Dawn had me, you know, and through the group, you know, and it's just fantastic. Like, the feedback that I got back with the music it's just often really, like, you know, I mean, words can't even explain, you know,
right.
how you feel about it when, you know, when you get that feedback. It's just fantastic. And big thank you to Dawn, as I say. Thank you very much indeed.
I agree with you. Dawn from Keeping It Country. That's awesome. I love him. He's filling up our guest books, too. He's handing me, like, all these really amazing artists. So he's amazing. He's really good with that stuff. We like
absolutely, like, you know, I mean, because, I mean, we didn't even know each other, like, you know what I mean, and we just talked briefly on Facebook, and then, you know, and through the group and everything, and, you know, it's allowed me to post my music as well among other groups, you know, so, you know, and I just have to say a big thank you, you know, because I really appreciate from my heart, you know, things that got there, and the support and the help's just been really awesome, you know, and fantastic. And
big
exciting.
Time, thank you. Big time, thank
so
you.
So exciting being on here talking to you and, you know.
Great. Love that. And I am so glad that he hooked me up so we can get you on the show because you are an amazing talent. And I have another song of yours that I want to play. Yeah.
Okay.
I am going to play My Thoughts of You, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
Anytime. Let's rock. My Thoughts of You.
I long to renew the passion of the man I love so deep. My heart, it burns within me as my thoughts of him are clear. Oh, when he to hold me tight and comfort me in my fears. But now he holds another love and has left me with the tears. My thoughts of you just make me blue, and I can sleep when you often held me tight. But now you've left for another love and have made me sad and blue. And all I have is a broken heart and my thoughts of you.
was My Thoughts of You by Kaz Hunter, and we're talking to Kaz Hunter right now, for everyone just tuning in.
thank you, Sophie.
Anytime. We like to promote here, so it is my pleasure. So here's a good question for you. Are you currently working on any other projects? Are you working on anything that you could tell us right now, sneak peek?
Well, funny you should ask that, because yes, I am indeed.
Cool.
I'm currently working on my new album. There's going to be some new songs there, some originals that I've taken from two guys. So there's two very good songs coming up on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be launching that album now on the 14th of July this year. And but what I'm doing is, because actually since I started out on the music, just to say, like, I have done a lot of charity work, basically everything. I mean, I love singing, but, you know, when I go out, I do a lot of guest spots and stuff, you know, to raise money for all different types of charities, you know. And so now I'm launching my CD, but I'm going to do the proceeds towards my charity, being to help families with children that have autism.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and yeah. As I say, I'm going to have 10 songs there on the album, and that will be launched on the 14th of July. So,
yeah,
all being well. Yeah.
Very cool. Oh, that's so exciting. You have to let us know when that, when we can start advertising that, because I would love to promote it and have, like, an update with you.
Thank you very much, Josie. That is so cool. Thank you so much.
Anytime. And I think it's
That's
double
great.
Cool, because I love how you're using your music to help out with charity work.
Yeah.
I think that is, I love artists who give back and do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's really neat.
That's great. I love it. I absolutely love it, you know, because, you know, just, I get to go out and sing, you know, so, like, that's so cool, because, like, you know, but it's nice to be able to do something, you know, as well.
And that's
the way I like it, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And so also, what are some, let's get into some fun questions for you. So what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music? What do you like to do to just relax?
Oh, Lord. You know, if only I could. My family keep me busy. My family, my grandchildren now, you know.
Right.
Because when I've got a picture in my head that I'm coming home to relax, it doesn't happen that way. You know, because the phone will ring. And they will say, here, we need your mom, you know.
Yeah.
So, like,
but time with the family. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I mean, you know, you always have to, like, the family has to come under too as well. So, like,
yeah,
you know, it's nice to spend time with them, and, you know, when you are busy and doing, because, like, I do working as well, you know, during the day, so
mm-hmm.
I don't get to see as much of them as I would like, you know, so.
Right.
You know, come home in the evening, do a bit of music, and then when I do get the bit of time, I like to spend it with the family, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
Nothing better,
right?
Always busy.
I agree with that. And so what is your next goal for yourself in your country music career? What would you like to see yourself doing in a couple years?
Mm-hmm. Yes, out full time, singing country music, definitely,
yeah.
And doing a lot more charity work, and et cetera, you know, I don't look at the top of the ladder, really. I just like to, you know, because I do, like, I sing from the heart, and I just like to go out there and, you know, and do what I'm doing, and, you know, and just get on with it, and. But it would be nice to do it full time. I really would love to do it full time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I like that you sing. I like that you constantly sing from your heart. I like that.
Yeah.
I like when people do that, because, I mean, you can really see what the person's about and actually, you know, get to hear what's in their heart and in their soul, and that's really neat for the fans. That's what
that's
I think.
Truth.
Yeah.
That is truth.
Definitely.
You got up and won.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. And also a funny question that I love to ask. When performing, have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments? Have you had any oopsie moments?
Oh, God, you're not going to ask me this over the radio. Oh, man. Well, I was thinking with you, but I don't think it's a very good idea to talk about it on over the radio.
Right. Well, tell me after the show. Tell me after the show. I love that question. You never know what you'll get, but yeah, I love that question.
Oh,
but yeah, you're gonna have to tell me after the show because now I'm curious.
I'll tell you after the show.
Yeah,
I'm really curious. Really embarrassing moments.
That's hilarious. But on the topic of performing though, what's your favorite song to perform? Which one of the songs do you love to perform?
Oh well, like on that particular album, like One More Try was very much a favorite of mine, you know,
mm-hmm.
It would have been the first song that I had actually recorded, you know, so I would have to say One More Try, I think, you know.
One More Try.
Out of my own songs.
Out of your own songs. I agree.
Yeah.
I love that song. Yeah. I love it. And since we did play that song after the show for people that aren't in the chat room, in the archives, people can, re-listen to the interviews that they missed. So they can go back and listen to your song. For the people that didn't get the opportunity to listen to your songs, they will.
That's fantastic. That was so, I'm actually honored. You know, I really am honored to be on your show. And I just can't thank you enough. Really, you know, for having me on, like, because I'm rather shy, actually, usually.
Really? You what?
Yeah.
I love it. You're doing great.
You
never even know. And I have to say, it's an honor to have you on the show, because, I mean, you're taking your time. I mean, you're in Ireland. I mean, that is insane. And I have to say, thank you so much for taking your time to come on the show and chat with me. I think that's incredible.
No, I have to thank you, actually, for having me on. And as I say, Don Caldwell as well, like, because as I say, if it wasn't for Don, we probably wouldn't even have met at this stage, you know. So, all big thanks to Don and to everybody out there, I suppose, that knows me as well, you know, on Facebook, because it's kind of hard to remember everybody. But I do want to say a thank you to Lonnie Ratliff as well. There's two of songs on there that...
Mm-hmm.
That I recorded for Lonnie Ratliff and Larry Foley, and Lonnie Ratliff and Craig Stahl, and there were two very beautiful songs as well. They're actually on that album, and one is called Running Down the Road, and the other one is called Last Night Was One of Those Days, and they're two great songs as well. But one of, funnily enough, going back to Don Caldwell here again, one of Don Caldwell's favorite song on that album is Grandpa. So that's Don's favorite by the Judds, and I just done a cover version of it. So
definitely,
we'll be playing that one often for our Don.
Good taste. Thank you so much. We actually ran out of time, but Cavs, I have to thank you so much once again. And you can come back any time you please. Maybe when your album comes out, we can do a little update.
Thank you so much.
Cool.
Really, you know, I have to thank you from my heart because, like, as I say, it's just an honor, like, to be on here with yourself. And, you know, and I want to wish you every success because you deserve it. So you do.
Thank you so much. And good luck to your future endeavors and your new album. We'll promote it, but good luck with everything. you have our support.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it now, big time. So
no problem. No problem.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. I love the excitement. I feel the excitement. Thank you so much, Kaz Hunter, everyone, and we will talk to you later. Thank you, Kaz. Alan.
Thank you very much. God bless. Bye.
Bye. God bless you.
Love it.
got a new fan. Aaron. I could tell. So is our next guest here yet? Okay. All right. No problemo, because I have some stuff to say. Da-da-da-da. Really quick, I want to give some very special thank yous to some great Facebook groups who have really helped me fill out my guest books on both of my shows, Josie's Hard Country and right here on The Josie Show. And also, his page is so great for independent artists and other artists that really want to promote their work. He allows artists to post their, you know, music videos or their songs to promote themselves. And so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful John, I have to say. John at Talent Hookup and Don at Keeping It Country. Jonna from Country Music World. Andrew from Supporting Great Talented Kids and Teens. Talented Kids Depot, and Danny from Songwriters Unite. So if it wasn't for them, these artists wouldn't have an outlet, and that is not fair because these independent artists put so much work into everything. They do it, basically, they see their songs grow as a little seed, a little song idea to it in, you know, on radio and all the other fun stuff, so I love it. I love that there's an outlet for that. So thank you so much, everyone, for taking the time to make these Facebook groups. I think that's incredible. So now I'm going to share with you guys this humongo list of upcoming guests that these wonderful Facebook groups gave me. Yay! Love you guys. So here's some upcoming shows to get our summer rock. Hanging with Stogie. Hope I said that right. Kylie Evans. Texas Bobby Dean, Larry C. Johnson, Them Morris Boys, After Bruce Cade, Josh Logan, Preston Somerville, Christian St. James, Paul Lopez in the 151 Turnaround, Kelly Lee James, EMJ Taylor, Darren Rhodes, Stephen Debbie Kelly, Sean Bryant, Wild Bill Young, and Don Murdoch. I'm very excited. It's going to be amazing. We've got so many great people. And stay tuned. Because why do you guys have to stay tuned? Well, first off, because we love you and we want you to come back every single day, every single week. But also, because soon I will... La, 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 la. Your timing is impeccable, Peanut. Hello, Peanut.
Hey,
how are you, P?
How are you doing?
I am good. How are you?
I'm squirrely.
You're squirrely? Okay, that's really good. That's really, really good. That's important to be squirrely, you know.
I have a question.
You have a question? Okay, what's your question? I'm scared.
Are there any squirrels on a show tonight?
No.
Why not?
Because, like, all these squirrels that I try to contact, I mean, everyone contacting these squirrels, and all they want to do is, like, be in their tree. I don't know.
If you'd like to make a call,
all they
want to
do is be
in
their tree and eat peanuts.
If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Pistachios, Pinocchio. Pistachios, I know. I'm sorry. I know. Bad me. But, you know, I'm trying, okay? I'm trying to find a nice squirrel that will take the time to be on my show. I promise. But a lot of them have really big families, okay? So, you know, we've got to work with their schedules. Anyway, we're working with school schedules nowadays. Oh, goodness help us. But, yeah, so stay tuned because soon I will release details because The Josie Show is hitting the road again. That's right. This is exciting. I will do a live show from a concert in a park with Scott Nickel. So stay tuned to hear all the details for that as well. I will also even hop on stage for a few minutes. So I am very stoked and a tad nervous, not going to lie about that, but I know it's going to go so well, and Scott Nickel is just such a great friend and so amazing, so he's really comforting. We can get this done. We're good. We'll have fun. And also I want to mention, we're currently booking for September, so if you would like to be featured on the show, please email Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or go to the contact show.com and send us a message. We would love to hear from you. So, yeah, if you have a suggestion at all, please let us know. Also, I want to mention this week on Josie's Heart Country, my guest will be the awesome singer-songwriter Landon Dodd. So make sure you tune in on Sunday, June 24th for that show at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. I'll have some chart-topping country music, a great video to share, and our song request. What in the world?
Hey, Josie.
Yes?
I just wanted to remind everybody that the first week this October will be our third anniversary show, and if anybody's got any ideas of what their favorite clips from the past year were and their favorite interviews, to let us know, and we'll play them that night.
Oh, my goodness. We're already on our third anniversary? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that's
people
crazy.
Aren't sick of you yet.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad nobody's sick of me yet. It's only a matter of time. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding, please. But that's really cool. I'm so excited. We'll have a fun party for that anniversary, as we always do. So if you guys have any suggestions on what we'd like to do, as Alan said, please let us know. But, yeah, so where am I? Great video to share. And I'm trying to go in my memory bank, okay? I'm trying to remember everything, but I'm so distracted by my Kindle Fire right now because it's giving me problems. Goodness. We also
have
a song request.
If anybody has a spare laptop computer that they were, like, going to throw out or something, send it to Josie.
Oh, goodness. I actually don't because I am so not good with computers. Okay? I always seem to, you know what? We don't get along. I'm telling you, we just don't. We just don't. But anyway, yeah, song request segment continues for the Southern Star Network, Josie's Heart Country. You tune into that show at www.thesouthernstar.org and then click on the Josie's Heart Country tab at the top and enjoy. It should start automatically, okay? So it's all good, 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 good. So now, oh, all right, I'm queuing people in. Hello, my producer, Tina Marie Passantino.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, I sound like a game show host, and I'm Passantino.
Yeah, keep breathing.
Thank you, oh, goodness.
Thank you, Alan.
Alan.
You may have one of those. So,
you never know. Stay
you never
tuned.
Know.
To see
stay
the
tuned.
Josie world of craziness.
Mm-hmm. More mm-hmm. craziness coming.
Love it. So what's going on? Tell us. What's
so,
going on the
you
board?
You know what? Last week, we had on the awesome Bonnie McGill.
Oh,
and, yeah, we had some trouble with a couple of her songs. So
true,
she was kind enough to send us more, and we love her for that. I know.
Thank you.
She's the best. So I want to play those now.
Let's do it.
Let's
play
do
them.
It while we're waiting for our guests. Let's do that. Let's get that
Bonnie McGill. What song are we playing from Bobby, Bonnie today?
You know what? From Bonnie McGill, we are going to play High Heeled Shoes. Let's do that one first.
Bonnie McGill, High Heeled Shoes.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Awesome.
Found a letter, and it read, "Dear Dad and Mom, please
And that was Bonnie McGill, High Heeled Shoes. Thanks again, Bonnie, so much for sending your song again for that techie difficulty we had when you were on. But I'm so glad we got to play it for the fans. And I got the thumbs up that our next guest has arrived in the building. So let's put him on. Everyone, please welcome Mike Maxie Muggley.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, Josie. I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk to you. And I'm really excited to be here. And thank you so much to the Josie Show and anybody listening, that's for sure.
My pleasure. I am so excited to have you on. We have just been waiting for you to come on because if people don't know, I've been on your show, Flow Radio, a couple times. And I have to say, this guy is so professional, and he is just an amazing interviewer. And so big kudos to you. You do a lot of stuff. I was looking through your bio, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Wow. Well, thank
really
you.
Incredible.
I appreciate it. I feel like I'm an average guy. I kind of got into music just because, and it seems to be a good place to live, that's for sure.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely. So you do a bunch of things, so we're just going to break down a few of them tonight here.
Okay.
So first, let's talk a little bit about your work as the program director and radio DJ for Pro Flow Radio. Tell us a little bit about that.
All right, Josie, you are awesome. You got to, like, I never had been on this side. You sold me, you've interviewed me. But you are doing an amazing job already. I mean, you're better than me, actually. Anyhow,
No way.
The radio show, let's see, Pro Flow Radio. I've been doing Pro Flow Radio since like about 2000. I got kicked off of FM radio in Akron, Ohio. Shouts out to LeBron James for winning the championship. He's from Akron, Ohio. But anyhow, you know, I got kicked off our local radio station here, and I went on the internet and just started believing in a dream, and it ended up basically attracting independent artists, and they loved the option to be able to be heard. And we were all over the world, and I just started interviewing, and so people send me music, and we just put it on the air. We do pre-recorded shows, we do live shows, and I think we have a quality audience, and we have a quality presentation.
You do, and I love how you set it up a little bit, because you know when you have a guest on the show, you make kind of like a personalized website for the guest, which is so neat, and you put so much time into it to make it just look amazing, and I think it's so cool.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been developed over time. It was most of the things that we've done are just kind of like a miracle that it happened to a certain extent, because everything was just not expected, and we me and my father, just two guys from the street, just trying to find our way in the world in a way, and this all just developed over just a lot of dedication and sacrifice and pain, basically. So, you know, what we have here is mainly just like a shot in the dark, as they call it.
Yeah, definitely. And this is such a great path for you because you have that radio voice, and you do so well with your interviews, and it's insane. But can you tell us how you got started in radio and with Pro Flow?
Yeah.
I mean, one day were you like, I'm in the radio. How did that come about?
Let's see. It kind of goes back to when I was 15. I'm 31 now, so back in, let's see, 96, I was going into my sophomore year as a high school student, and it was summertime, and they put me on varsity starting point guard, and I'm like, okay, this is it. We're about to be LeBron James, basically. Nobody even knew about who he was, so, you know, I was supposed to be there. I ended up breaking my neck. Paralyzed, you know, couldn't move. So we went through some real serious things, and got back into the streets after, you know, surviving. And now it's like, what do you do? You know, you can't play ball no more. You're nobody. So the pain sparked poetry. The poetry sparked a desire to write and create. And then I got a laptop, started making mixes on my computer, just other people's music, like Lil Wayne before he blew up. And let's see, eventually my dad was like, basically, you know, you're going to college, man. We should do this Akron U thing and go on a radio, 88.1 WZIP FM. They're a big station in this Ohio area. So I kind of fell into it. you know, I was promoting my CD at the campus at Akron U, and the girls down there kind of like kept seeing me, and they're like, well, you know, you should come up here and work with us. So I'm like, well, why not, you know? So I'll go up there thinking I could get my music on the air, you know, and do the DJ thing, and it didn't really work out that way because I got so good with it, you know, they kind of were censoring the creativity because it was ready, you know, like pro stuff. So, you know, I just was like, forget it, let's go to the internet and no compromise. We got to do our thing and push on for the people like myself who are being censored out here, who have no reason to be censored. So that's really how the radio thing started. Pro Flow came about because of recording at a studio. I was a recording artist, and the people that were listening to my music said that you have the pro sound, you have this, in a way, pro flow. And I'm like, what's pro flow? They say it's a certain way that you say certain words at certain times. Sometimes people can do it through the whole song, sometimes they can't, but certain people have it, some people don't. And after that, we just took that word and made a radio show out of it.
I love that. I love that. And I have to say, I love your story, how you took, you know, a negative into a positive. And your story is just a great inspiration for other people because, I mean, if you have something that doesn't work out, you just find something else that you're into, you know? And I love how you started from, you know, basically scratch. And look at you now. I mean, you have your own show. It's very successful, and it's amazing, and a lot of people love it. I mean, what could be better?
Well, I tell you, what could be better would be to break into the market and have the actual industry accept you and pay you for the work that no one else can do. Now, that is all part of the story behind the music. Just like you are doing, you're paying your dues, as they say. Everyone must pay their dues. There's no set limit to the due you pay. You just pay it, period. That's it. And eventually, if you're good enough and you dedicate yourself enough, people will recognize that and they will accept you and let you in.
Definitely. Oh, they'll let you in with open arms. Just, you know, keep working
they
at
will.
It. I love that. I love it. Couldn't have said it better myself. And with your show, I was wondering, can you tell us a little bit about the style of music you play on your show and the type of guests you bring on the show?
Yes. Well, I know that the Josie Show, you guys do a lot of different features.
We
I know
love
that
everything.
One of the one of the features I've seen was the country, right?
Yes, definitely. But we feature everything. We love music.
Yeah, I haven't ventured off into the country yet, but I'm looking into that. You know, we do rock. We do we start off strictly hip hop and pop, but we definitely do hip hop, pop, R&B, and we do some Latin, and we do specialty music like overseas type of sound, and we try to put on any and everybody. We have different ways to fit everyone in the show. There's different promos that will feature. Like if we have a rock show, we can play a promo that will feature an R&B song or a rock song. We could fit it in and make it work. You know, music is music. Like it's hard when you're in the independent industry. It's hard to really pinpoint all the music that you hear because a lot of it is untrained in a way. So, you know, you have to just kind of work with what you got. And a lot of good music out here. It's hard to, you know, like just like yourself, you know, you run into a young lady like yourself who's got all this talent. You got to find a way to work with her, you know.
Definitely, I love it, and I love that you put just about anything. I mean, music is music. That's what I say. Anything that, you know, has a beat to it, I like it.
Right, right.
Yeah, anything I can dance to is all good with me. So I love it. And keep hanging around with me. I'll get you into country.
I'll
do my job.
Country songs are very potent, and they're very they have a big message behind them. They're very strong.
Do.
I love them.
Big
love
story.
That.
What can I say? Love the country.
Right.
Love
right.
everything.
Right.
Definitely. So now I want to play a little game with you because we have a special caller for you. You ready to play a little game?
I'm ready for that call. Anytime.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it. You just go with the flow. I like it. I like it. It's in your name, Pro Flow Radio. You really
you got
do go
that
with
right.
flow.
Got to keep it flowing, yeah.
I like that. So now, first, listen to this voice. All right, caller, please say hello to Mike.
Hello, Miguel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, magnifico.
So can you guess who this is yet? We have another clue.
That is Malia. That accent is Malia.
clue, but I really want to play the next clue, okay? Because we have another clue. You know, but you already guessed it. But I have another clue I want to play. Let's play the song really quick.
Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
Let's do it. Because we can get to play.
I know how I feel.
Oh, what are they doing? Oh, my God.
Walk in my shoes. Tell me, how does it feel? Lay this on your shoulders. Let's help you realize. While looking in the mirror.
Tell me, can you see your daily disguise?
Love it. I love it.
Wow.
I know you guessed the movie already, but I had to play it. What can I say?
I can't believe you guys did that. You guys are really good. You guys are really, really good.
Wow.
I'm speechless. I'm kind of speechless right now.
I can't believe you guessed.
He's good.
Malia gave me the accent on the phone before, and also I'm dealing with Josie, so of course Malia's around. Of course,
yeah, come on, of course.
All right, I might be slow when it comes to responding, but I ain't slow, you know.
No, you're good. I love it. I love that, Malia. I love that you called in. I love it.
You know I'm gonna call in.
Cool.
And I love it that you're going to Wisconsin and you're going to be on stage and you're going to be doing your song acoustically. Ooh, check you out.
I know, I'm scared. I'm scared, you guys.
It's not easy to be scared. It's no need because, like, honestly, we are doing this. This is our life now. Like, there is no turning back. There is, like, honestly, like, it's kind of like, you know, when you go to the finals, like, you're either going to win or lose. And there's no option of losing at this point. We cannot. There's no way you can lose with such talent. It's already been verified by industry leaders. You know, it's like you gotta believe in ourselves, man. That's what they want us to do. Just go ahead and do it. Like the biggest individuals in the game believe in themselves to the fullest extent. They need leaders. We need leaders. We gotta do this.
I love the inspirational words. I like it.
Guys, it's done. You know, Josie's perfect for that. I mean, she's a true leader. A champion. She's like everybody else. She gets a little nervous, but when it comes to actually getting it done, she goes out there and she gets it done.
She does a better job than I do at getting it done. Actually,
no.
It seems like I'm always trying to second doubt myself or whatever. But I'm a very humble guy. I like the way
I'm
doing things. You know, I think that Josie, you know, her age and her, you know, just. Fact that she doesn't have to do this. She doesn't really have to do this at all. She can still live a great life. And so, you know, she's doing something that, you know, it takes a lot of dedication, sacrifice, effort, and all that stuff. And it's just like, man, you know, if everybody else was doing this, everybody else would have what you have or what you're going to have, or they could have the dream, you know. And people got to realize that, you know, put the effort in there, sacrifice your time, listen to your parents, listen to the people that believe in you and help you.
That's so true.
Yep.
So true, Josie, and I have to tell you, I'm about to live my dream, finally, after all these years. You want to know what's happened to me?
What dream?
But, you know, this is like a dream nobody's ever kind of, like, probed before.
You're going to hear it here first.
seriously. In fact, you can go to the site in the next day or two, my whole bio, picture the whole nine yards is going to be up. But I am the new vice president of promotions for Cinderella at Out of the Box Records with me.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's insane.
Oh,
congratulations.
Insane, you know, how the heck that happened, I couldn't tell you. I just opened my eyes and there I was.
I know why. Because you believe so much in other people and you do so much for other people that you need the love in return. You deserve this because you work so hard and you help other people. Good things happen to good people. So
that's the case. Malia gonna be good. She's gonna be really, really, really good.
True.
Right.
That's right, Mike. You owe me a phone call.
I owe you more than that. I got your message.
I owe you.
We got no. We don't. You guys don't owe me nothing, honestly. You guys have all you got to do is live, just keep living. And you're paying me already, so I'm not worried about the details of anything. I am just here to be a part and to make us get there. I'm like a point guard. I want to run the point. I want to make assists. I want to help people build themselves up to make sure we are a team that functions correctly, you know?
Definitely. I'm glad you're part of our team. I love it.
Oh, man, this is beautiful. I've been looking for a team in the music industry for a long time, for at least about 10, 12 years. And then Malia, she had been there when I was actually trying to develop it. I just didn't see her. And eventually God allowed me to be able to open my eyes to see this individual that he placed in my life for a particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we're making many reasons out of that one reason. So
definitely.
Looking forward to
things happen.
Yes.
Things happen for a reason. Definitely.
I believe
it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. But yes, I'm very glad you're in our team, because I mean, we needed some more love in our team. Right, Malia? We needed more people.
I'm definitely
loving
individuals.
Definitely. We need a lot more people. More
Malia,
love.
Malia, what are you doing right now? Like, where are you just chilling right now? You just decided to call in?
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm chilling. We kinda like planned this thing, but I didn't think I'd give myself away so quickly. You know, I would get to play a while and just kind of like, you know.
I mean, it was like
busting somebody's bubble. I mean, like, wow.
I just guessed, man. I'm telling you, it's like you got to put two and two together. I mean, who else is going to be? I mean, like, there's no other individual like the angel that just blesses different shows and different people, you know, like you do. So, you know, I mean, I had to just go with my feeling, you know, and it would just happen to be right. I don't gamble at all. Usually when I gamble and bet, I miss every time. But, like, honestly, if you want to hit the lottery, let me bet the number, and you bet against me, and you will win. I tell you that.
It was a good gamble. You got it right on the nose. That was really, really good.
Good.
I liked it.
I'm glad.
I love it. I'm so happy, Malia, that you called in to surprise Mike and I.
Well, you know, you have to stop in and spend a little time with your favorite people.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I'm in your shadow. I don't like interrupt you a lot, but I'm always like veering in.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
Out.
Veering is a more intruding word. I would say just blessed. We're blessed to have you.
I intrude in Josie's life when she's going in the wrong direction.
I like a little angel on my shoulder telling me, you know, don't do that. Bad. Naughty.
You're right. It's always
good. You need that.
My father is like that for me. He always, like, I always think I know what I'm talking about. I tell him all the time. I know what I'm doing, but
he'll
like
be doing that too.
He always finds a way to help me stay on the right track. I might think I'm on the right track because I've been trained to be on the right track, but then again, I've also been trained by the world for other negative things. So you never really know. You got to watch what you do, and you got to listen to people around you because they always got some good advice. Two heads are better than one.
I agree with that. Definitely. Definitely, definitely. But everyone needs that in their life, have someone that will, you know, keep you on the right track. I mean, everyone messes up, but to have someone that, you know, can tell you when you mess up and, you know, don't sugarcoat everything, I think that's really cool. Because, I mean, how else are you going to learn from your mistakes? You need someone to tell you, you know, you can't do that. You got to do this, you know.
Right.
I like that.
Right.
I think that's good.
True.
And that's Malia for you. She does that.
All
right. Thank you so much. Love it.
Gotta love this child. You know, she's my angel child. She's far from a child, but she's always going to be my angel child.
Yeah, she's definitely
girl.
A child, that's for sure.
Thank you.
She's an amazing young woman. She really is. Watched her grow in just a short time. She's just like, wow.
She got the
flower
gifts,
and garden, you know?
I mean, the gifts to me, I seem more humble than I really am. I'm actually a very conceited, egotistical individual. I know that I got this on lock, and in about a couple years, we're all on the top, and everybody's got their own different thing. And I really see something in Josie. She got, she got the gift. She has a gift, and she's got the right people around her to help her make that happen. So I'm just glad to be seeing it. And it's just kind of cool to be a part of something that you don't have to be a part of, you know?
Oh, gooseness. Okay, let's get back to my... Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. Thank you. I love that.
I mean, it's the truth. It just is what it is. You know, people can, I mean, we'll get used to it one day. Let's put it like that.
Wow. Thank you so much. I love that. I love both of you guys so much. You guys are just amazing. And, I mean, I have so much to thank Malia, and I have so much to thank you for, you know, having me on your show.
Man, I thank Malia for that.
A couple times. Well, definitely, you know, but I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to come on your show. And there's so many other things that you do that I want to crack at. I mean, you have so many things that you do.
I try to, you know, in a way, if you want to go somewhere, you got to do everything, you know. You could pay somebody to do your graphics. You could pay somebody to do your website. You could pay somebody to help mix your song for you. You could pay somebody to help you promote your song, get you on the radio. You could pay for pretty much anything in the world. But if you ain't got no money, then what you gonna do? You gotta do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at. I'm not in the ghetto. Mm-hmm. I know the ghetto. The ghetto's right around the corner. You know, it's the hood. They call it the hood. I'm from the hood. So, you know, you don't spend money in the hood. You know. Unless you're trying to have a good time, and music is music, and it's work, so we don't spend money on that stuff, you know. We put in as much work as possible, and you grind from the ground up, and you get it no matter what. It doesn't matter what you can't do and what you can do. You make it happen, period.
Music is music. I like that.
You know, yeah, Josie, and, you know, I actually have to say this. I don't know that I had the opportunity, but when we did the song together, that you just played, I was dumbfounded. And you know how musically inclined I am.
Mm-hmm.
And when I sent the lyrics over to him and we decided to collaborate, he blew me away. He came back so close to what I was thinking.
Wow.
I just, this man has got so much musical talent. It's just crazy.
Mike, you do.
It's pain, though. It's pain. It's more, like, I don't really feel I'm musically inclined. I feel like, I think rhythm is just like in black people, regardless, whatever. So, you know, it's just part of my culture. But the actual music is about pain. You know, my music came from pain. I'm still hurting. You know, everybody's hurting in this world. I feel pain from everybody. And it's like, you know, my songs might not always be about pain, but just the ability to cultivate this emotion of that you can turn an emotion into any kind of energy. It's kinetic energy, you know. So, you know, or potential energy, I'm sorry. Well, I don't know. I can't remember which one of the two, but it's before the energy gets pushed out, but I think it's potential. But, you know, you could turn it into whatever kind of form you want. For some reason, I'm from this position, I'm able to understand people better. Communication, I'm a communication major, so, you know, I'm supposed to be able to understand what we're doing down here and capitalize on that and be able to manipulate communication to the advantage of people. So
right. That's
what we do. You know, Malia gave me an opportunity to prove myself. I'm an ex-athlete. All I want to do is win, and I want to prove myself to the world, and I want that championship. So, and LeBron James can do it from Akron, Ohio. I mean, he was living here, you know, not too long ago and went to high school down here, and he'll be bringing that ring back here probably this month, you know. So this whole city is energized by you can do it to the highest level that never was expected.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, and you can even watch your dreams fall in front of your face and die in front of you, and then watch them rise from someone else, and then you still can create the same happiness. There's no giving up. There's like only way you can fail is if you stop trying.
Right.
Period.
Exactly.
And if you stop trying, you're just a punk. No, I want the audience to know that too. You know,
you gotta keep moving forward. And
right.
I have to say this: I really love what you do because a lot of people, you know, I mean, a lot of people express like their emotions out in, you know, doing bad things or, you know, whatever. But I love when people use their music to express how they feel instead of, you know, violence and, you know, that's how I feel. Personally.
Yeah, that's kind of funny you said that because I was thinking, you made me remember why I got involved with clean music in the first place, you know, conscious music, you know, I didn't even know conscious music entertainment existed. I'm not sure if it was in existence at the point when I got started, but I know that for sure. I got started in clean music only because I let my mom hear my first recording, and I said a couple bad words, and she didn't like that, and my dad was like, well, you know, you need to just clean it up so she can listen to it all the way through without having a problem, and that's really where it all started for me. So family is a big influence on our output in the world. So if you're a family member and you know and you got somebody to influence, you should, you know, step up and say something positive, no matter whether you care or not. Just say something positive regardless, because that's going to make better change in the world for sure.
Definitely. If more people express their feelings through music, we would never have any problems. It would be a much happier world.
That's
it,
right.
It definitely would. Definitely.
Man, so I've had a really, really good time so far, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. And Blee, I have to thank you so much for surprise calling us.
Right. I appreciate that, too. I feel special.
Well, you're special to me, Michael. Miguel, you're very special. I love you guys. Y'all take
love
care.
You.
I'm going to zoom on out of here. I'm going to go make some music. So you guys
That's
take
a
care.
Good idea. That's a good idea. You got the talent. You got the gift, too.
Thank you. Thank
Long
you.
Long before we had it.
Keep doing your thing. Get your music
I
on.
I will. I will, sweetie. You take good care. I love you. I love you, Mike. Y'all take care. I love you, too, Tina.
Okay, Malia, I want to get that the accent
love
on a track. I want to get that accent on a song one day, a skit of some sort, something.
We're working on it. Okay, you can use the phone, Mike. Okay, you guys
yes,
take
ma'am.
Care. God bless.
Two.
God bless. Bye, Malia McKinney, everyone from Conscious Music Entertainment. Please check her out, please. We said so many great things. You got to check it out for yourself. I mean, she's amazing. She really is. But I really want to get to some more stuff that you do, because I want everyone to know about you. So real quick, can you give everyone the details on how they could find your show and when to listen?
All right. Well, our show, we have employed the on-demand option very, very heavily because of the demand that I'm in right now, just trying to take care of a lot of different things. But so basically – right now, the best way to hear our show is just go to proflowradio.com, proflowradio.com, because we do love grammar and we do love correct spellings. So proflowradio.com, check that out. There's all kinds of on-demand links. You can check out Josie's two interviews on the website. You can check out Malia's interview, Skylar Jett. You can check out Pat Melfi, owner of or help the creator of Music Art World organization. Check out different interviews from all over the world, different artists, different models, just pretty much anything, children, adults, black, white, Asian, Arab, whatever you want to call it. We're
for
all
everyone.
There. Yeah, it's all good. So, and if anything else, whoismadmax.com. Very easy.
Love it. Love it. And, yes, your show is basically, your show is for everyone. Anyone who wants to have fun and listen to great music, you go to ProFlow Radio and do it right now.
You want to be seen with Josie. You want to be next to Josie on the page, next to the top, like a future pioneer. If you want to be next to a person that's going somewhere, you need to come hit us up. Because, I mean, honestly, just hit Josie up because she's got it for real. It's all good.
Thank you. Thank you. But definitely go to ProFlow Radio and check it out because the interviews are fun, they're fresh, they're real. I mean, and they're just great music. So please check it out. So let's see. I want to talk some more about the stuff you do because we have some songs of yours that we're going to play.
Cool.
So it is going to be crazy. We're going to have so much fun. But first, getting into the music topic of things, how would you describe your music in three words to someone that hasn't heard your music yet? What would you say?
Three words. Mm-hmm. Better than most.
Yeah. Love it.
Let's see. Accurate. Like, for the most part, okay, let me give you three descriptive words instead, because that was kind of corny. But I would say, I'm gonna keep it simple. Deep is one.
Mm-hmm.
Original and dynamic.
You hit it right on the nose. That's perfect. That exactly describes what you're all about.
I'm glad. Well, you know, it's funny because I'm from the outside looking in. We're just trying to put the product out there. You know, the music is, like I say, it's just a reflection of the character that has no restrictions. It's an individual that never went through what I went through, but somehow is able to see what I saw. So he got a different perspective, the character that's coming off on the track. It's an interesting interesting vision, interesting delivery. Like you hear most hip-hop artists, It's this and that, and this and that. And usually in between all that, you hear cuss words and drugs and,
yeah,
and beating women and all that stuff, right? Okay, well, you if you put the rest of the industry together, you eliminate rap but keep the rap flow. Put the rest of the industry in it, all the tops, all the platinum hits and everything, and then erase the names. That's me.
Love that. Basically, your songs are stuff that I could listen to. I mean, they're things that, like, that you know, any age can listen to, because there's nothing bad with them, personally. There is nothing bad with it. And so, yeah, listen to it, and then you will see.
Definitely. Yeah, they can always just type in, just go to Google and type in MAXHEAT, Max Heat, on Google. It will pop up. The music will pop up. Throw an MP3 after that, Max Heat, and it'll definitely pop up.
Google is our friend.
Oh, I love Google.
Easy peasy. Very easy. and so also, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you have on repeat?
Oh, can you guess?
Oh, wait, what'd you say?
Can you guess? Just like, who is like one person that everybody in the rap loves, of course? Old school. He's gone now. He's not around no more. He's not around no more.
Tupac?
Of course. What up? Of course, Tupac, you know.
Really?
He's influenced the most hip-hop artists, of course.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, I was right.
So, you know, I mean, Tupac has a very big reputation for being a negative artist, creating the West Side gangster mentality, you know. But if you really, really are a fan of hip-hop and can see through the mirage of Hollywood, then you will see that Tupac really was just like me. He was a clean artist that was manipulated by the world. So, you know, he's my biggest influence. And everybody else from the point that hip-hop started is my influence as well.
Awesome. And I totally pulled it out. I did not. I totally guessed, and that was really cool. But yes, I agree. Very, very cool. So let's see. I want to play some of your music. I want to jam out. I'm ready. Let's get this started. Let's get this cracking. So let's play your song that we have first up, My Girlfriend, and we will be right back. Right?
Ooh, Michael Jackson remix, y'all. It's off the Off the Wall album. It's a remix of Michael Jackson's song, My Girlfriend. Michael Jackson was speaking from the guy, from the perspective of the girl that was being cheated. He's the guy.
Got a call from two of your girls. She says I'm way too.
Whoa, that was crazy.
I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Sorry. No, what were you saying? That was ghostly. We didn't even click anything.
Okay, well, the song was just a remake to a song off the Michael Jackson Off the Wall album. And his original song was called Girlfriend. We made a song called My Girlfriend, and it's basically from the perspective, Michael Jackson was speaking from the perspective of he was cheating with a girl and she had a boyfriend. Well, I'm the boyfriend, so I'm speaking from his perspective. And I didn't know that when I was writing it that it was doing that, but it ended up just kind of making sense. So.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. Very cool. I'm excited to check it out to everyone. That was really wild that it turned on. Hopefully it'll turn back on. That was a little creepy. You got ghosts in the studio now. But let's play My Girlfriend. And thanks again for the story behind it. Really cool. I like it.
They can check out the story description at maxheat.com.
Perfect. That's what I was looking for. Perfect. Let's play now.
Just got a call from two of your girls. She says I'm way too smooth, and I think I'm way too cool. You know you like it older, tightest, 'cause she way too loose. My girlfriend. She don't want her boyfriend. I'm like, girl, your girlfriend was all over.
I don't know how to tell her it's over, find a new boyfriend. You're not mine,
not mine. I just don't know why, know why. So you know it, but I can't lie.
Oh, mine, the girl
she's
is mine.
She's on my time, but you're not mine,
not mine. I just don't know why, know why. So you know it, but I can't lie.
Oh, mine, the girl
she's
is mine.
She's on my time,
yes she is.
She doesn't love me. I just can't understand this girl. Should I even go home tonight? 'Cause I just got a call from two of your girls. She says I'm way too smooth, and I think I'm way too cool. You know you like it, hold her tightest, 'cause she way too loose. She doesn't love me, I just can't understand this world. Will you ever love me? Will you still be my girl? Will you still be my girl? Yes, I don't know how to tell her it's over, find a new boyfriend. 'Cause you're not mine,
not mine. I just don't know why,
know why. So you know it, but I can't lie.
Oh, mine, the girl
she's
is mine.
So fine, fine. You're not mine,
not mine. I just don't know why,
know why. So you know it, but I can't lie.
Oh, mine, the girl
she's
is mine.
So should I even go home tonight?
My girl.
Got a call from two of your girls.
Will you still be my girl?
Yes, I don't know how to tell her it's over, find a new boyfriend. 'Cause you're not mine. Don't know why, but I can't lie. She's so fine. 'Cause you're not mine. She's so fine.
Thank you.
Yes.
I am here. I am here. I'm sorry.
Love that. That was My Girlfriend by Mike Maxley, a.k.a. Mad Max. Love it.
Yeah.
And this song was awesome. And I remember you mentioned you are the co-founder of M3 Records. Can you tell us a little bit more information on that?
Ooh, buddy. Millennium Music Mission Records. M3 stands for Millennium Music Mission Records. Like, my father, he's a very, very not musically inclined individual, but he had a vision for his child. And so when I came to him and said, man, I want to do music, he said, let's do it. So we came up with this record label. I did my first song. My mom heard it, didn't like it because it had a couple bad words in it. Mm-hmm. We became a clean label at that point. So we came up with a name that meant something, and we shortened it up with the M3 and Millennium Music Mission Records. It's just a label that right now only has one featured artist, which is myself right now, but I've collaborated with pretty much every state in the United States, and I've collaborated with people recently in Africa. Well, my first collaboration was actually out of Africa. That's crazy. But so Africa, you know, Europe, my people's over in Europe, Sweden, like a couple of places over that way. But regardless, we're just trying to help, at this point, Conscious Music Entertainment with Malia McKinney. We're trying to help push this independent thing because, like, rap artists don't think that you can be clean and be cool. Like, they see Will Smith as a lame, but Will Smith is a millionaire with a lot of pull to make change in the world. So why not, you know?
Yeah.
Now, if you can combine Tupac and Biggie and keep it clean, then you got it. That's what we do.
Definitely. Absolutely. I love that. That is so cool. Like I said, you do everything. And I love that you still keep it clean. And, I mean, clean is cool. I mean, they both have C's, right? I mean, they're both – it's all good. I like it. we are actually running out of time here. We're going to be cut off in, like, 10 minutes. That's insane.
Cool.
But it's crazy. We, like, totally, we even forgot about the time. I had so much fun with you. But your song is back that we didn't get to. We're going to play that next Friday, and it will close up the show. We'll do something special with it, all right?
Ooh, it's no problem at all, because most of these songs, like, all these songs can be heard. Like, the Michael Jackson song, you can hear it on YouTube, Max Heat. M3, you can go, if you want to hear E's back, you can, if before it hits the show, you can go to maxheat.com. You know, everything, most of my music is free. I mean, we're not, the talent is so deep and so easy to do. This is like natural. I wake up, you can breathe a platinum track. You know, if you build your character as a person, you can't go wrong.
Very, very easy. I love that. But before we go, really quick, can you tell us websites once again, where everyone can chat with you, social networking sites, et cetera, et cetera?
All right, I'm going to say, Most people are familiar with Mad Max, so I would say go to whoismadmax.com. You will find out exactly who I am, what I'm about. You go find out all the information. I'll take you to the bio. All the links are there. Whoismadmax.com. It's very simple.
Perfect. I love that. Thank you so much, Mike, so much for coming on the show. And you
Thank
can come
you
back anytime.
Me.
You know that.
I'll be back soon. This was like, I haven't been on this side in a long time. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. We have to get you back. That's my excuse because we didn't finish the question, so we need you back.
Man, I can't wait. I can't wait till the next time. You know how the sexy feel, man? This is lovely. I love this stuff.
I love it. And we'll have some more fun with you, too. I'll plan some fun questions, maybe a game. We'll have some fun with it.
Anything. I'm going to be hitting you up prior to the next interview because I would love to collaborate with something very spectacular. It would
you
be lovely.
Got it. Definitely. Anytime. You just let me know. And Mike Maxie Mosley, a.k.a. Mad Max. Check him out. Thank you so much, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Love it. Love you guys. Please forget everything that you did. Incredible. That's positive. Anyone can check it out. He has everyone on his show. So please check it out. So now let's go straight before we get cut off of my own show. Naughty. We're not going to get to play the intro. All right, but our featured song of the week segment, tonight we feature singer-songwriter Nathan Hunt. Let's take a listen now to his song, If It Ain't Right, and this will close off the show. Good night, everyone. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in.
Strong on ambition, I don't like to take the ball. I let other folks make decisions, I don't want to be accountable. Ain't gonna climb no corporate ladder, I bruise easily when I fall. Gonna sit right here, my feet in this chair, and not do a thing at all. If it ain't right, then I didn't do it. If it ain't right, don't look at me. I got my whole life behind me to prove it. And if it ain't right, don't blame it on me. Some people things fall into place that just ain't natural. The chances we take, the choices we make, determines what the future holds. And if I don't take no chances, then I won't have to take a fall. I'm gonna sit right here, finish my beer, ain't gonna do a thing at all. And if it ain't right, then I didn't do it. If it ain't right, don't look at me. I got my whole life behind me to prove it. And if it ain't right, don't blame it on me. Thank you. If it ain't right, then I didn't do it. If it ain't right, don't look at me. I got my whole life behind me to prove it. And if it ain't right, don't blame it on me. If it ain't right, you can't blame it on me.